Sheila Jackson Lee, a staunch supporter of the Haitian cause in the U.S. Congress, has died aged 74. The highly respected Democratic Congresswoman from Texas, Sheila Jackson Lee, passed away. Her family announced in a statement on Friday, expressing deep sadness and gratitude for her life and service, as reported by CNN. Jackson Lee was best known for her vigorous defense of Black Americans and her fervent support for the Haitian cause in the U.S. Congress. In 2021, she harshly criticized the Biden administration for its treatment of Haitians gathered under the Del Rio Bridge in Texas, describing the mistreatment of Haitian immigrants by customs agents at the border as racist. Accompanied by more than 20 other members of Congress, including Yvette D. Clark and Andy Levine, Sheila Jackson Lee held several press conferences to show her support for the Haitian people and Haitian immigrants in the United States. She was also highly critical of the foreign policies of various American administrations towards Haiti. Jackson Lee often recalled Haiti's participation in the battle for the emancipation of Black peoples around the world. In June, Jackson Lee revealed that she had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, acknowledging the hard road ahead, but expressing faith in her strength and resilience. Her family described her as a fierce champion of the people, underlining her unwavering dedication to her constituents for over three decades. Born on January 12, 1950, in Queens, New York, Jackson Lee was one of the first women to graduate from Yale University. She served as a Houston municipal judge and city councilwoman before becoming a member of the U.S. House of Representatives in 1994, representing Texas's 18th congressional district. She defeated an incumbent Democratic congressman in the primary for the Houston area seat, marking the start of a distinguished career in Congress. During her tenure, Jackson Lee proved to be an ardent defender of progressive causes and Black Americans. She co-sponsored legislation to make Juneteenth a national holiday, opposed police brutality, and championed federal legislation to combat police abuse. She won wide admiration for her fierce opposition to the war in Iraq and her strong criticism of former President Donald Trump. Jackson Lee was a leading figure in the fight for racial justice, particularly after the death of George Floyd in 2020. We will not stop until the nation knows that Black Lives Matter and reparations are passed as the most important civil rights legislation of the 21st century, she declared during a march in Washington in 2020. She served as chief whip of the House Democrats and vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. She had previously served as whip of the Congressional Black Caucus. Following her death, Stephen Horsford, chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, said, "Congresswoman Jackson Lee was a patriot and a fighter to the end. Words cannot express the sense of loss our caucus feels for our beloved friend. She will be deeply missed by all who knew her," according to an article published on CNN's website. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries paid tribute to Jackson Lee, saying, "House Democrats and the city of Houston mourn a giant. She was an accomplished legislator, a passionate public servant, a loving mentor, and a wonderful friend to many of us in the Congressional Black Caucus and the House Democratic Caucus family. I am grateful for her fearless advocacy, fierce determination, tremendous service, and legacy of leadership." Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called her passing a tremendous loss, noting that she fought hard throughout her life to make our country a better place for all. Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin added, "I've never known a harder-working political leader than Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, who studied every bill and amendment accurately and then told Texas and America where she stood." Former Congressman Al Green remembered Jackson Lee on CNN's Laura Coates Live as a tireless advocate in Congress who always sought just resolutions. He credits her with helping him become a better congressman. Jackson Lee was known for her strategic positioning during the president's annual State of the Union address, often securing a seat near the entrance to engage with the president. In a 2016 interview with the Huffington Post, she explained that it wasn't just about taking photos, but also about conducting quick business with presidents, thanks to the support of many friends. According to her family, funeral arrangements are underway. In their statement, family members highlighted her legislative achievements, including the establishment of the federal June 19th holiday and the reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act. They also highlighted her personal impact as a beloved wife, sister, mother, and grandmother. She will be greatly missed. But her legacy will continue to inspire all who believe in freedom, justice, and democracy, they said. This article was written based on an article published by CNN.